The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Rather than focusing on why, I'd encourage all of us to focus on the future and that we come together as a community to take time to heal. It's our understanding he did so via texting.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this version of America Tonight. It is about the why that really gets us down when anything that is so shocking and unexplainable happens, and that's exactly what they're dealing with in Washington. It's another school shooting that happened last week, and that's the sheriff there, Sheriff Trenary, who's talking about the fact that they sent the texts and that healing is really the priority is what he's saying, so let's not focus about that. But the text to the kids that were shot, Jalen Freiberg did that. Here, this homecoming prince, this nice kid, freshman, turned school killer, has left so many people just saying, wow, you're kidding. Where's those red flags? He wasn't on medication. He wasn't being treated. There wasn't anything in his background that would make you think that he was going to do that whatsoever. So what was it that drove him to that? I disagree with the sheriff in the sense that, yeah, it's about healing. There's no question. And this is an area, Marysville, which is very close. It's a suburb, really, practically, of Seattle, about 30 miles outside of downtown Seattle. But I think the why, if you can figure out the why, there is some significance to that. And since the school shootings have essentially been up, or what appears to be up, what if there was just a way to have better technology to allow the schools to know when somebody was coming to school with a gun? Like, you think metal detector, but maybe even something else that could be used in the buildings that would allow the cops down the street to know what's happening. I saw a piece the other day from somebody who was talking about kind of a smoke alarm for gunfire detection. And that if you installed that in the schools, there would be an immediate alert. And that this is something that has been used for the military. But what if you used it in the schools and it would send messages immediately to the 911 folks and then the police scanners and whatnot as soon as the gunshots go off? But would that prevent senseless deaths? I suppose it could, because the reaction would be that much faster. But the immediacy of it, I don't see how that would stop, in this case, the people who were sitting at the table as they were texted and came to the table to meet him. How quickly would they be able to get to the school to have prevented those deaths? There ended up being two people that were killed and all those other people that were wounded. Would that have been able to save them? And the answer to that is, I don't think so. I don't think that would be quick enough. There has to be something that's even faster. I mean, it would still be huge to have some kind of a detection signal, scanners or whatever that would go off, and it would help, certainly. I'm not saying it wouldn't help, but initially, how quickly would it help? How quickly would it have helped at Virginia Tech? How quickly would it have helped in Newtown? I don't know that it'd be quick enough. I mean, that's one of the biggest challenges. How do you respond to a school shooting before it unfolds? How do you stop the violence from escalating? Well, the sooner you get there, the better. But it's just that instantaneous thing that seems to happen, and we're talking seconds. Every second counts. And it would have to be bring down the target as fast as possible. And I don't know that those spotting systems would be able to do it. Although there are there are some of these technology developments, advancements that have been placed in some areas like Camden, New Jersey, which is terrible. Boston, Miami, they say. There are a lot of schools that are putting it in, that there's an immediate notification. And the Camden police chief says if there's any kind of a gunfire in school, it enables them immediately to respond to gunfire. So initially, whoever gets hit in the beginning, I guess they wouldn't be able to stop, but they would get there a lot faster. And they're saying shootings are down 20% in the first half of the year in 31 of the cities where they've installed these alert systems. They call it the Shot Spotter, compared to the first half of 2013. So maybe there's something to that. They're getting there quickly to the scene, or at least there's something that's going on. And Springfield, Massachusetts, they say, was the biggest decrease. Gunshots declined by 60%. Wow, 60% is a pretty big number. So if that's accurate, the gun detection technology is certainly working. And this is a thing now at this point where you can't bury your head in the sand. Can you imagine? I just saw a couple of my nieces, and they are young, you know, 9 and 12, and they knew all about emergency drills and shooters and what they have to do in case there's some kind of a shooter. So this is all out in the open. These kids are smart. They hear about it. They know what happened. They're hearing about this town, Marysville in Washington, and they're talking about it. They're talking about it in other schools, because how quickly can you get kids to safety? How do you get them to react? And sadly, some of them will have to react themselves depending on what could happen, you know, what happened at their school. Different days even than Columbine. And to have to worry about a gunman coming in, let alone somebody who is a student, somebody who's an acquaintance, somebody who's a friend at the school, just multiply it that much more. I can't even put myself in their shoes. When I went to school, I never thought of that. From elementary on up to high school. In fact, mostly they were talking about drugs. And we did have guards in the high school where I went to school. So we had guards. And now that's been a new thing for some school districts where they didn't have guards before. They might have had cameras, or they might have had doors where they were monitoring the doors. But now I'm pretty sure most schools are really on top of that. You know, what can they do to prevent the tragedy with these kids, with especially kids going in and hitting other kids, kids not having a relationship to the kids they go after in schools. In this case, he had a relationship with all of them. So there's more to this story. That's why I think the why matters here, especially because what was it that sent a popular student into a rage, so much so after being named the high school's freshman homecoming prince, that he would aggressively go after all of those kids? All right, what's the latest on Ebola? We're talking about it next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Travelers who fail to report during this 21-day period, which is the incubation period for the virus, will be contacted by public health and issued a mandatory quarantine order if that is necessary.
Governor Nathan Deal in Atlanta, speaking in Atlanta, but in Georgia, talking about Ebola, which now that is the big conversation. What should states do when people come back from West Africa? What do you think? As we move from the school shooting, and what do we do to keep the kids safe, some of the technology advancements, what do we do to keep ourselves safe with this Ebola issue? When it's every day, there's something new that crops up about a potential victim of Ebola in the United States. Although, you know, it's one here and one there, very different from West Africa, no comparison, but that's where it's coming from. Going to West Africa, treating people with Ebola, and then coming back to the United States. So you're weighing in on Ebola. Once again, I got a lot of email about that. Some of it I didn't actually go to even during the mailbag segment. I got one from LeVar who said, this stuff with Ebola is crazy. It's crazy to be freaked out thinking we're all going to get the virus, but at the same time, why wouldn't we limit the flights? And why wouldn't we quarantine healthcare workers? If you're in the middle, for goodness sake, of a jungle area treating people that are riddled with the disease that is deadly and killing 70% of the people who get it, why wouldn't we do a 21-day quarantine? I think any of these governors or any of these mayors who are on board with saying there has to be an automatic quarantine, bravo for them for being brave enough to go against what they're saying in Washington, and they keep talking about this whole idea of global health. Yeah, I think the big fear is that they won't have enough people to fight it, that there's not going to be, I mean, there's just not going to be enough people. Like, people are trying to describe it as the early days of HIV/AIDS. That's just like that, that there's misconceptions and that there's, you know, that there's problems with what, how people feel about it, and there shouldn't be all this panicked and a panic, and why mandatory quarantines are terrible for fighting Ebola out front, and as we're struggling to deal with that, that's the wrong direction to go. Well, I say the same thing. I understand why somebody in the health business would say that, because, yeah, you want people to be fighting. You want to stop it at its roots in West Africa. But I think it's a struggle for the people who have to decide, when you're the governor of a state, how far do you go with the people who are fighting Ebola returning to from the hot zone. Now, I'm rereading that book, Hot Zone, and it is, it'll make your skin crawl. It really will. The second time around, I think it's hitting me more, maybe because of what's happened now. But it's, I'll say it again. I mean, it's nothing to treat lightly. Ask the two nurses who got it after treating Tom Duncan. I listened to a guy today weep like I've never heard a man cry before, because he was treating Thomas Duncan, and Duncan was crying out in pain and saying, please help me. And he was saying to him, we're going to do everything we can. And then he died 10 minutes later, a terrible death. Granted, he came from Liberia, and I think he knew and had to get out of there fast because he was scared looking around, and people were dropping right and left, including his own friend who he had handled and was trying to help. So he was trying to get to his friends and family in the United States and maybe better treatment. The idea is, I think, was, okay, if I have this, maybe I'll have a better chance to fight it off, because look at the people who don't survive this. And you have Dr. Craig Spencer now, who's battling Ebola at Bellevue Hospital in New York City. He was a Doctors Without Borders. And he's at that part of the illness where patients lose a lot of bodily fluid. And that's where they have to get that support. Kent Brantley, the doctor, described it as going through hell. Nancy Reitbold, the same thing. That's why when she came out of it, after all the great care she got, she really wanted to thank the doctors and the nurses and all the people who wrote to her to try to keep her spirits up, but she was a wreck in the sense of what they had just been through. And now she's talking about it. Now she's saying what the realization is with Ebola, just how awful it is, undescribable the way people feel when they have Ebola. Let's go to Grimm. Hey, Grimm, you're on America Tonight.
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, it's not Ebola. I'm just about like you were last week. I really enjoyed that segment you had on the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, it's fun.
And dumbest thing I've ever done, but got to thinking about it, might even be the greatest thing. But I was about 8 years old, and I moved into a new subdivision, and made friends with another 8-year-old, and he took me to his favorite climbing tree. Naturally, 8-year-old boys love climbing trees. And we'd walked past this pile of lumber, and I got an idea, and I went over and grabbed a 2x4 and stuck it up in the tree. Now, I don't know if you know what a roof nail looks like, but it's got a real thin and large round flat head. And if you drop it, the head will actually stick in it, with the shaft, you know, pointing out.
And
I got up in the tree, wedged that 2x4 up in the tree, and got up in the tree and went to slide down backwards, and
And that was it?
I found the nail.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's scary.
Want to see?
Yeah, the dumb thing that, wow. So it really was there, and you were young when that happened.
I still got a scar.
Oh, man. How that must have, did it hurt? It must have hurt you. It must have been awful.
Well, I felt it, and kind of like a cartoon, I stopped.
I mean,
it's just like it made me almost break the tube before because it quenched so hard on the, you know, my clothes, my legs so tight, and I just stopped right there as soon as it, you know, went in.
Oh, that's brutal. So Grim has the scars to prove it. You're a warrior, Grim. I love that story. That's what I call a weekend warrior, but he was a kid when it happened. So we do a segment called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. You can send me your dumb things. If you did something like Grim or something else, whatever it is, send it to me. We all get a good laugh. And normally we have that on Wednesdays. We do a segment called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. Boy, I have a whole list of them. Ever open an umbrella on a rainy day thinking, oh, well, it's just about the rain, but oh, no. Suddenly, here come the winds. You forgot about the winds. And that's that inside-out umbrella. Oh, it's awful. There's a reason why Chicago and Dallas and Tampa are very windy places, and they sell, I guarantee it, I would love to see a statistic on this, but they sell a lot of umbrellas because I think people open their umbrellas, they need them, and they're not realizing the wind around them. That there are, yes, moments of when it's calm, but they've opened them up at the height of whatever type of wind we're getting that particular day in those three places that I spent a lot of time in, I just mentioned. And I guarantee there are others, and then that's it. That umbrella is gone. It's a goner. Let's put it that way. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, free money guy Stephen Kelly. I wanted him to do a thing where he went through what he calls his pyramid of what you need to retire on, meaning, you know, figuring out what your budget is going to be, the income that you have coming in, versus the what I love what he calls it, the hope-so money. The hope-so money is like, I hope, you know, one of us wins the lottery coming up on Tuesday, or if it rolls over again, it would be Friday, and the Mega Millions is up this week to some crazy amount of money, $252 million. That's hope-so money. You're hoping you're going to win that crazy amount of money. There's no guarantee attached to that one. All right, so Steve Kelly, free money guy, next on America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Each and every week we take to the airwaves to talk to my free money guy, Steve and Kelly. And I'll tell you what, if you just put some of his advice to use, I'll tell you what, you'd be far better off than you were yesterday. I'm telling you, I'm starting to get a lot of emails on that. So Steve, Kelly, I'll tell you, when it comes to being better off, how about New England? Because, of course, we have to talk about football first. The Patriots just thrashed the Bears. Not even close, no matter what Bill Murray says.
Could you believe that? Especially the second, you know, the last 2 minutes of the first quarter. Those guys just wanted to get off the field. That's all they wanted. And I got to tell you, it sure felt good after that debacle in Kansas City 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a different Patriots team. It's the Tom Brady of old. I mean, we're seeing shades of Tom Brady in all those Super Bowl years. So that's nice. I know for a lot of people listening who are huge Patriot fans, a lot of people listening to this show, by the way, are fans of the Pats. I'm a big fan of what we've been talking about, income planning. And we started last week where we were talking about, you know, the pyramid basically, and Social Security was the focus, and you really gave some great information there. So you move from Social Security to now, what is the next rung?
Well, the next level on the pyramid is pensions and employer retirement plans. And everybody has some kind, well, most everybody has some kind of a pension or a retirement plan provided by their employers or, you know, subsidized by their employers. And these things can be very good, and they can just be fraught with peril. I mean, there are most of the mistakes. You know, we say there are seven deadly threats. Kate, and the first one is longevity risk. Then there's the cost of long-term care, market risk, taxes, inflation, probate. But perhaps the most important of all of them is ignorance and false beliefs. Okay? Because people are just filled with these things. You know, I've said this to you before on the show, a quote from Mark Twain that I just love. It ain't what you don't know that gets you in trouble. It's what you know for certain that just ain't so. And there is so much of that around, you know, all aspects of income planning, but especially in the pension and, you know, 401k, IRA. I mean, and just the smallest little thing can get you completely screwed up. For example, not too long, I was working with a gentleman who had received an inheritance from his mother. It was an IRA. And he called me up and said, well, I've rolled that out of my account, and I'm rolling it into an IRA, and I'd like to invest it. And already he had completely obliterated all of the advantages in that IRA, because you cannot roll an inherited IRA if you're not the spouse. It just, and once you do it, the IRS steps in and says, okay, here's your tax bill. And there's no do-overs with a lot of this stuff. So it's really important as people start making choices regarding their retirement plans, that they do it with someone who is technically adept and knowledgeable. I can tell you, I spend probably 8 days, 10 days a year just going through private letter rulings from the IRS with a man by the name of Ed Slott, who was a well-known sort of guru on IRAs. They call him the IRA guru of the United States. But anyway, he understands this stuff at a level and depth that is rare, and it has saved my own bacon so many times I can't even tell you. Here's a couple of examples of things you can do that people have no idea. For example, if you have a pension, and they're rare now, but people still have them. If you have a pension, you'll have a choice to make in terms of how you take it. You can take it as a life only, meaning that if you die, the money dies with you. You can take it as a joint and survivor, meaning that if you die, your wife or your husband gets the benefit for the rest of their life. The problem with that is that in order to get that benefit, you have to take a reduced benefit. Okay, so you might take an 80% or a 20% reduction in your payout to ensure that your spouse, if you die before them, gets a benefit as well. The problem with that is that if they die before you do, now you're paying for the rest of your life for a benefit you can never receive. Another way you can do it is they have something called life with a period certain. In other words, you can take a lifetime payout on you, and if you die within, say, a 10-year period of time, then they continue to pay out for the rest of the 10 years to a beneficiary. The problem with all of these choices is that they are very expensive. And the insurance companies and the pension plans love these things because far more often than not, they work out in their benefit. So what we try and do when we sit down with people is sort of flip the scales. What are the decisions you can make with regard to your pension or your 401k or your 403b or your SEP IRA, whatever it is? What are the choices you can make that flip the advantage to you as opposed to the pension plan, the company, the employer, the IRS, whoever it is that's on the other side of the table? Now, that's not to say we set up an adversarial relationship. It's not about that. It's just about understanding sort of all of the little ins and outs that can trap you. Because most of these traps are structured so that you get one shot at them. And if you do it wrong the first time, then you live with that for the rest of your life. So there's, you know, this is a difficult thing to talk about in 10 minutes because there are so many different things, so many traps that people can step into. But I can tell you this, that if, as we're working along this pyramid, the first thing we want to do is we want to set up Social Security so that it's solid and it's presenting that lifetime income opportunity at the maximum level. And then the next thing we want to do is we want to address that pension or the 401k or the IRA, whatever it is, so that we're making choices that don't come back to bite us in the future. And if we can get those two things set up in a way that works in the benefit of the retiree, we're well over halfway there to setting up a retirement that's going to work for them efficiently.
Yeah. Yeah, great information, because again, I think people are confused, as you keep saying this all along, as to what the possibilities are. You said it, you know, your Mark Twain quote is excellent. We have a certain idea in our mind or told a certain thing. Do you find that it's hard for people to open the books, even if they feel like they've done some of the right things? Is there like an embarrassment hurdle that they have to get over? And then once they get over that and you show them the different things that we're going along and talking about here, they say, oh, thank goodness I did it.
Well, that's a great question. I don't know if it's so much embarrassment as it is fear.
Yeah, fear.
You know, the idea that, oh my gosh, what if I made a mistake? I'd almost rather not know about it than to know about it. And the sad thing about it is while a lot of these things are, you know, one-time deals where if you make a mistake, you may pay a price, in many, many cases we can mitigate those choices with other choices. So it really pays to sit down with someone who knows all of the ins and outs. And this is not easy stuff. Kate, I mentioned that I spent 8 or 10 days a year just on the IRA stuff. In terms of just overall training, I probably do 45 days a year of pretty intense training on all aspects of this stuff, because everything is changing all the time. The legal landscape is changing. The economic landscape is changing. And we need to keep up with it so that we can serve our clients well. And most people that don't do this for a living get their information just, you know, from the local barber or their Uncle Charlie or off the internet or out of Money Magazine or whatever it is. And those venues cannot possibly provide people with the information they need to make good decisions.
Oh, absolutely. Steve, before we go, we have a couple of seconds left. Tell us the website again. So the website seems to be the best way for people to get to you.
Yeah, it's freemoneyguys.com. Freemoneyguys.com. And they can reach us also at 844-4-FREE-MO. So, Kate, thank you so much. It's always wonderful talking to you.
And we go to the next level of the pyramid next week.
Next week is going to be fun.
Excellent. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Kate. Have a great week.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Welcome to this version of We Can Count. Why? Because we like numbers. Things trace back to numbers. I'm going to do a fun one. Often we're talking about depressing things, so let's lead off with something interesting. How about this 100-year-old notebook that was found frozen in ice? Imagine you're walking around, okay, you're exploring, and you come across this notebook. That's what happened with explorer Robert Falcon Scott, who died in 1912. He was crossing the Antarctic. He was writing notes. He buried his notes. And so did some others, apparently. One of the notebooks he had belonged to George Levick, who was a surgeon and a photographer, who was part of Scott's expedition. It had penciled in notes about photos that he took in 1911. He wrote things like, you will not believe the things that we are coming across and what we are finding as we stumble our way through. So 100 years in the ice, the notebook's binding had dissolved, the pages were stuck together, But they found a way, once it was found, to kind of pry it open. And for Scott, he was a British explorer who was famous during the age of the Antarctic exploration. That's what they called it. He actually arrived in the South Pole in January of 1912. But his rival, a Norwegian, had beat him to the spot by 33 days. Imagine what it was like then exploring. They didn't have some of the things that we have now to help you manage the conditions. But I think it's incredibly cool that they found these notebooks, specifically the one, because it had all kinds of information about what they were doing and what the journey was like, and it was frozen in ice. It's like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, and a few of you picked up on this, the thing about the time capsule. I mean, I know some of you were out as kids, stood outside somewhere where they were putting a time capsule into the ground. And what's it like to find a time capsule 100 years later? I mean, it has to be wild to open it up and to read the things that they wrote down or the artifacts that they saved and how much different it would be 100 years ago. And I think that's the thing with this notebook. Pretty cool to stumble on that. Moving from the notebook to something completely different as we get back to reality of what's going on with some of the wackier things happening in the world. We go to Toronto, and remember the whole thing with Rob Ford, who got massive attention for some of the things that that he was doing, the mayor of Toronto. So he won a Toronto City Council seat. Rob Ford won a city council seat, but his brother lost his mayor's race. So the brother, Doug Ford, ran for the other one's old job as mayor, but lost. Rob Ford decided not to run for re-election as mayor after he was diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of cancer. And so he instead turned to his campaign manager and his brother, Doug, to run for mayor in his place. On Monday night, Rob Ford won the Ward 2 city council seat with 58.9% of the votes. His brother lost the mayoral race to a guy named John Tory. And this family in general, especially Rob Ford, it all unraveled for him in the spring of 2013 with that cell phone video that showed him, or it looked like it showed him anyway, smoking crack cocaine. And then, remember what the city council decided to do? They stripped him of his mayoral powers over allegations of other things that he had done, the whole bad behavior thing. So Ford's term officially ends December 1st. Officially ends December 1st. But winning a Toronto City Council seat, all of a sudden Toronto was even more on the map. I mean, Toronto's kind of a cool city, but when that came out, that video, it was the punchline of every comedian's monologue. And it kind of dragged on because there were other things that happened with Ford that, you know, that just led itself to joke after joke after joke after joke. And, you know, despite all that international publicity about alcohol and drug abuse, somehow he keeps finding himself on his feet. And this was a strange story too about this fan disappearing during an NFL game, a Denver Broncos fan. They actually put together a flyer and had him in his Broncos gear. And what happened was they're saying that there was a guy, Jared Tonson, his name is, he went to the bathroom during the Broncos game, and, you know, this last Thursday night, and his father, Paul Kitterman, was waiting outside. You know how somebody waits for you outside? Hey, I'll wait and we'll walk back to the seats. When he came out of the restroom, he was on the second level of the stadium. His dad wasn't there. He went back to their seats. No sign. He checked with friends that they were there at the game with, that they had met before. Nothing. Nothing else in another section. Cell phone calls. Nothing, 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 nothing. No answers anywhere. Then he went to the spot where they were supposed to meet after the game. No sign. And he's just vanished into thin air. He doesn't have any health problems. Nothing strange is going on with him. So the Denver Police Department said a witness, because they tried to interview people, remember seeing him in the stadium during the third quarter. And then they were looking through security video from, you know, the field at Mile High. He didn't have credit cards. He didn't carry credit cards. He was carrying about $50 in cash. And it is the strangest mystery as they're trying to unravel this, what happened here. They're working, the stadium is working with the police because this is the conversation in Denver. How does this, you know, how does this happen? Where is he? How did he vanish? How did he leave his son, not meet his son? He's 53 years old. They put out a flyer about him. They, you know, had a picture of him, the description, the, you know, whole thing, talked about where he was, and it's just this missing adult. I think it is incredibly creepy. I mean, did he purposely, was something else going on and they haven't found that, and he just took off, and it happened to be while it was during the game, that's how he planned it. You know, where could he have possibly gone? It's very rare that you see something like that, and it is, it's the thing that people are absolutely talking about in Denver. They have signs up all over the place. Have you seen this man? And nobody has any answers other than somebody seeing him in the third quarter. So did he get lost? Did something happen? And where could he have gone outside of the stadium? Not home, nowhere else to be found. And there's nothing but questions in the trail of where he could have possibly. Now, where did he take off to if he was in the stadium? How did he just stand there outside? His son says, I'll be right back. And then he vanishes. Just simply vanishes into thin air. Wild. All right, that's it for this edition of We Can Count. Any thoughts on the show? Flip them to me, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.